I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Don't be surprised if I ask what a bag is.
Our actual intro song is so dirty.
I'm done.
I'm actually deep in the lyrics. Like, alright, cool. Just understand the contents of this song does not represent Gold Diggers, full stop.
It's not that bad.
Girl!
Yeah, it's a bit bad.
Just a bit of profanity.
Yeah. Yeah. You want a cutie with a booty.
We played a censored version, so it's alright.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
We're loud.
Yeah. Hi guys, welcome back to another episode of the Gold Diggers podcast. I hope you guys didn't miss us too much. We kind of didn't record for 2 weeks. One of those weeks we were actually all together getting
international break as well.
Yeah, and it was international break too. Mm-hmm. And nobody wants to hear about international break. So mm-hmm. I guess we kind of did you a favor. But anyway, you were joined by me, your host at FLWN_. And I'm with some lovely ladies who will now introduce themselves. Go this way.
Hi, my name's Brie. Brie Blur.
Everyone,
I was about to say I support the champions of Europe, but you know, I'll go.
I am Marva and I do not support the champions of Europe. We are the champions of nothing, but it's all good.
Auds London.
Bubbles at _bubbles with X instead of an E. New at new me.
Oh, I'm not old again.
Yeah.
And I'm Sam at S4CK12.
For context as to why we are in Bubbles. Bubbles had like, how many followers?
Like 13,000, I think.
Yeah. What? Wait, you hit 13?
Yeah.
Shit.
She had her own cult, remember?
Oh, no, I remember. Like, but your cult, yeah, that's the reason why I never tweeted about Liverpool. Because if you said one slander about Liverpool and Bubbles retweeted it, they will camp in your mentions.
No, new season, new Atlas. Yeah, fresh start.
By the way, for the listeners who were a part of Bubbles' cult, this doesn't mean that you should now camp in our mentions. We mean it out of love, but we've got a lot to unpack today. We're going to try and keep it within 75 minutes for our viewers, so we're going to get straight into it. Cristiano Ronaldo is back in the Premier League. Now, anyone want to say yay?
I mean, both minds. It's hard. No, do you know why? Because you guys know this is my favourite player of all time, the greatest. But he plays for the Ops. Nice. So even yesterday, I was like, I don't even care about United. I wasn't happy that they won. I don't like United winning. But my goat came back and he got a brace. I have to be happy for him, not the team. But I'm not happy that he's back, no.
I'm not going to lie. Am I the only rival fan that did sue?
No, I did. I did. I'm not going to lie.
Nah, I was suing,
you know,
myself.
In my head.
I have to.
Let it out, but it's there.
I did it. I don't care.
I'm not going to lie. When he comes to the Emirates, they might throw me in the stack because I'm going to celebrate with him if he scores. I'm sorry.
So you'll be like 6-1 down and Ronaldo scores.
I'm going to sue. You're going to see me. They're going to me. I'm gonna be look. I'm sorry.
Listen, it's apologies from Olds already. So if you see her doing it at the Emirates, please. I didn't say
I support United. By the way, it's United forever. However, this is. Please have mercy on me.
I really wanted to go to City. Just
nah.
for the bounce.
No, no, no. Yeah,
it would have been.
Who would never go to City?
Do you know what I love as well? Is all the like City fans who like we're getting hyped, and then the United fans were going like, there was somebody who even said, "Oh, how Pete, like we've been spending the last like however many years pretending that he's better than Messi." Yeah.
The thing that burns me is we run that joke. Oh, United fans think Ronaldo's on loan, and he like actually returned. Like it just hurts my head.
It's the way he returned.
Out of nowhere.
Because you know there was a whole rumor going on that he's not going back to Juve and stuff. And then the next thing, Ronaldo is on a flight to somewhere. And then the next thing, Ole says, Ronaldo is welcome. And then the next thing, Ronaldo has signed. I genuinely feel like it already happened. And they were just feeding whatever to the media just to cause speculations. But it was already a done deal. Ronaldo, because remember, I also saw in the news that he shot down a few rumors about him being linked to this club and that club and that club.
He made a whole Instagram post.
So for United, for Ole to go on camera and say, he's welcome, whatever he said, I can't remember. It was already a deal.
I don't think United were ever going to let him go to City anyway.
No, that's impossible.
They was never letting that happen.
Was Rio Ferdinand and Patrice Evra not on the phone saying it's not really true that you're going to City?
It was even the tweet that Rio Ferdinand put up with the guy going to City.
Yeah, literally, they're not. It's like,
I was like, they would never let them go there. I'm sure the ex-players and Fergie definitely played in him. Fergie, 100%. I had him on FaceTime, bro. Did you guys see the way that he was smiling yesterday? I haven't seen Fergie that happy in years. That's his son.
No, literally, I said, wow, this is nice.
Yeah, man, it must be nice. Happy to see Fergie's fit and healthy.
Yes.
I see Ryan Giggs in the director's box as well.
I don't know why he's there.
Maybe we should just brush past that one. Maybe we should just leave that one there. But Cristiano Ronaldo is back, but it doesn't come without some scrutiny. And it's warranted. Mm-hmm. It's warranted. So, 100%. Trigger warning alert. Please, if you are offended by anything that we do say from this point on, please do drop us a DM. And if you are affected by anything that we do speak about, please do drop us a DM as well. And we will do our best to make sure that you feel comfortable and you feel welcome with this podcast as well. But we are heading into quite a controversial discussion. Cristiano Ronaldo, he has been... Allegedly, what's the actual story?
He's been accused.
He's been accused of raping a lady in Las Vegas.
2008.
In 2008. And I guess it's something that we do need to talk about. So I guess the question that's in the air is, can we still support Cristiano Ronaldo knowing that these allegations have come about? And I'm going to start with the Stan.
I don't know. I knew it. You guys already know math. I don't even like talking about it. Because a part of me, like, I don't like talking about it. Because I don't know what, like you said, can we actually still support him? I don't know. I understand. I'm always going to have love for him. But then when it's something so, I don't know.
I think it's though, whether you want to support him or not, it's the thing that we can't shut it out.
We can't talk about it because...
I mean, this week alone, we've seen like gigs in the director box, everything with Boateng, everything with Mendy, and another unnamed player we can't talk about. Like, it's clear that there's a big problem, not just in football, but in society. And it's like, this is what happens when you see what happened with Mendy and how they just hid those allegations. Yeah. It's like, we need to get to a point in football and in sport and in society where we can talk about these things openly, because when you just suddenly like shut it out and you don't talk about it and you just defend any player because it's a player you like, you get these situations like Mendy where it's just covered up, and Boateng as well.
Yeah,
I'm just shocked. Boateng
apparently something also happened before, like years ago as well. Why his brother even stopped talking to him.
For everyone who's listening, what's the situation with Boateng and what's the situation with Mendy? Who wants to take that on?
I mean, the Mendy one, I don't even know what.
it's not even a laughing situation. It's the fact.
So bad,
it's the sheer volume of accusations and things that he allegedly did.
Yeah.
How can he do that?
And he's still done it recently as
While he was on bail, that's the worst part, that he continued.
You don't care.
Also, just to make it clear in terms of timeline, is like, because I was saying this to you guys, like with Mendy, he got arrested on suspicion of in November, right? So we're almost coming up to a year of that now.
Yeah.
That same thing happened to the unnamed player at Everton, suspended. The moment he was arrested on suspicion of, suspended. Mendy continued to be allowed to play even though he was arrested on suspicion of.
Did he get a Premier League medal?
He lifted the trophy. He lifted the trophy.
Right.
And then what? He went and did it again whilst he was on bail, whilst he was still playing, whilst he was still on payroll, everything.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, this is why we need to talk about this stuff, and this is why this stuff needs to get out there, because it's like, this is what happens. They just get covered up and they can just do it again.
And speaking of the timelines, I'll just mention the Boateng thing. It's pretty convenient how his contract at Bayern ended just as he's been found guilty, like, in the same summer. Apparently, Bayern, you know, knew about it and told him, don't renew your contract. Apparently, he didn't tell Leon about this thing hanging over him. And I just think
what actually happened?
He's been tell me, correct me if I'm wrong, found guilty of, is it assaulting his
domestic violence,
it's the fact that he's got that guilty thing over his head now, and Bayern knew, and he got hero send off. You know how they take pictures of all the trophies that they've won at the time? He got a little montage made of him, and it's just, it's not even a tribalism thing. I don't care whatever club player, like, it's the fact that we're in a position where these men can get protected by their employers.
Ridiculous.
And that's what burns me the most, that what I've been seeing this week is just really sickening, to be honest, as a woman in football.
Yeah. And you know what? Shout out to those women that actually stood up for themselves and reported those guys.
Yeah.
Because I can tell you guys for a fact that there's so many women out there that have gone through the same thing, but because these football players are constantly being protected by the clubs and because they have so much money, these women, they will now be told that, oh, actually, it's a lie because she just wants money. It's never about money. Yeah. And I really hope that these women actually get the justice that they deserve. Because as a woman, to even step out there and accuse someone with such a huge status, especially, and say that this is what they did, and for even for whoever took her seriously, everyone that's involved in, to even get Mendy to the point that he is, thank you, innit? Because that goes on to show that you are being listened to and actions are being taken. Because I feel like in the past, even just in society in general, when these things happen to women, they're always afraid to go forward because they'll be accused of being liars.
Yeah.
So the fact that these footballers, they're now making them take accountability, that shows that we're taking a step in the right direction.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And as unfortunate as it is, I really hope that they use Mendy to make an example out of him, because for too many years, too many footballers have been getting away with this sort of stuff.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And I hope that this is the start of the end of this, because it can't run. It can't run. Like, I understand, footballers, you know, I'm not going to say what I'm going to say, but footballers need to realise that women are humans as well, and no means no. Just because you're a guy and you have a lot of money, no means no. That's what you need to understand. And I feel like because they don't understand that, maybe it's why they think they can get away with these things, because they think, I've got money,
I can just shush you up.
And that's why we go back to the Ronaldo thing, because everyone has read the articles. I'm so sorry, I'm very passionate about this, but it really, really strikes a nerve when I hear stuff like this and people get away with it. Do you know what I mean? Like, don't get me wrong, I respect Ronaldo as a player. I respect all of the accolades he deserves.
It's
it. He's very hardworking.
Mm-hmm.
Fair enough. But in that incident in 2008, I don't even know where to start, because for me, the way I look at it as a woman is that, well, he was the most expensive player at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Surely, it's been how many years? The fact that this is still news in 2021, you can't tell me that, you know, there's not something behind it.
Yeah,
well, it's debate. Don't get like, don't. Yeah, it's debatable. It's absolutely debatable.
It's also like, because I know, I mean, I tweeted about it and got Ronaldo stans in my mentions going mad.
Of course,
but like, and I get it. Obviously, like, I know it's not proven either way, but it's the thing of like that article that came out and people are saying it's not credible, etc., etc. But I'm like, if that was not credible and they printed that with that statement, and I know everyone here has read that statement, and if anyone hasn't, I urge you to go and read that statement.
But trigger warning again.
Is it despicable? People are criticising the Spiegel, don't know if it's true or not, etc., etc. But I'm like, there's no way a man of that stature, with that money, that article could be printed about him. If that's not true and that was all fake documents, is that not a libel case?
Like, yep.
That is a 100%.
Case. So I'm like...
No, I know. And let me just say another thing, for, you know, a newspaper platform like the Spiegel to document something like that and let it go out there, if surely they wouldn't just do it without having credible sources. Mm.
Like, there were like hundreds of documents.
Exactly.
And that's the only one that Ronaldo's team have gone, oh, it's not true. But I'm like, so all of the other documents they gathered were true.
Exactly. And that one isn't. And that one, I'm that like, specific one isn't.
And if it was a lie, why would they put themselves on the line? Because if it was an absolute lie, they could have literally sued them and maybe run them bankrupt because Ronaldo has that kind of money.
Been, yeah.
So please, man.
I guess my last question is kind of, as women, how can we make ourselves feel safe, especially with all of this kind of going on in the football industry?
I don't know if it's a thing as women, but like I don't know if it's possible, but if FIFA could set some kind of precedent where if an allegation like this comes about, there's a way to deal with it, there's a procedure to deal with it. It's not left up to the, you know, Manchester City or like whoever's... Like,
but then do you trust FIFA though?
That's true. That's so it's another male run group.
Sorry to cut you, Bubbles, but how many women are sitting on that FIFA board?
Yeah.
How are we going to be able to make that change when the people that are sitting there are old men that probably have traditional notions? They still live in the 1960s.
And how much corruption is with FIFA anyway? That's they could just get paid off.
I don't trust FIFA. I'm sorry. Clubs need to do something. The individual clubs, they need to do something.
I think the only way that we can actually do it is women just have to be confident and comfortable enough to say their piece and what's happened to them. Because as you guys have previously said, more time it's the women that is scared to say anything because she knows that reputation that player has. Ronaldo's reputation, that cannot be untamed. Like, it can't be tarnished. Look at this guy. And then you look at, like, say, the reputation that Mendy has. Cool. He's a World Cup winner. He's a Premier League winner. But you compare the level to Ronaldo and Mendy. This woman that, obviously, the women that have come out for Mendy, they've confidently said, look, I can't let this run anymore. Mm-hmm. And the fact that they've gone this far to where there's even a trial, we need to let women be comfortable to get to that point and make sure that they get to trial. Because a lot of the times, they'll say something to the police will be like,
evidence.
Can we go forward? Is there evidence? Mm-hmm. And if there's no evidence, they can't go forward after that. So it's got to be a case of finding something else to just keep it going, because we can't let this happen anymore, because as Breeze mentioned, it's disgusting. Sorry. It ruins.
I don't think these men understand the level to which it destroys women.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it literally destroys women to the extent that they can't leave their house. They go into depression, their anxiety, they even have suicidal thoughts. So they don't understand the level of damage that this sort of thing causes. When you hear, they need to understand no means a no. Like, simple. But
I think it's also in terms of what we can do, it's like, I think as football fans generally, we need to stop the kind of like hypocrisy when it comes to our clubs and the people that we like. And that's across the board. When it comes to racism, like everything. Like you see it with, I remember it was around the same sort of time of like the John Terry thing and then the Suarez thing. And you had like Chelsea fans saying Suarez needs to be banned, but like Terry doesn't. And then like Liverpool fans saying Terry needs to be banned, but Suarez doesn't. It's like,
make up your mind.
Do you know what I mean? And it's such a like cognitive dissonance. It's like we want to like back our players, we want to back the people that we support, but when it comes to racism, when it comes to sexism, when it comes to these allegations, we can't be doing that at all. We need to own up when it's our own players that we like. We need to own up and be like, how would I feel if this was any other player? How would I feel if this was any man on the street?
Exactly. Stop putting these people on pedestals just because they kick a ball around Patrick Ross for 90 minutes every week. Like, if they're wrongins, they're wrongins. Like, no matter what it comes to, we need to check them.
About Ronaldo, I'm like, I don't know. Well, I can't say it's 100% true. Like, I can't say, but I'm like, if this was any other person and I saw those rumours, that article, I'd be like, oh, that's dodgy.
That's
dodgy. Mm-hmm. So why can't I say about Ronaldo?
I'm not going to lie. With Ronaldo, I still say that's dodgy. And that's why Messi is my goat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I guess, wow. that was quite a bit to unpack. And I guess it is subject to however you want to see it. We're not telling you don't support Ronaldo. We're telling you, take a look at the situation, assess it how you want to assess it. Like, I know for a fact that there are people out there who will say, you know, I still support Ronaldo because, one, he's a great footballer and I can, kind of differentiate or
separate
the two from one another.
Yeah.
And two, you know, some people might just say, well, he hasn't been, you know, charged of the actual crime that he's allegedly committed. So then, again, we're not telling you don't support Ronaldo, But what I am going to tell you is, yo, back in Mendy. Don't be listening to that podcast. If you are.
I've had people in my mentions this week saying innocent until proven guilty.
Charged and in jail.
You see with that?
I didn't reply to it. I just left it. Yeah. Like.
Do you know how much evidence that there needs to be for them to even decline his bail? Exactly.
But do you know what? For legal reasons, we won't even go into that.
Yeah,
but
true.
I'm just letting you guys know, Mendy is a situation in itself. Yeah. Where we as gold diggers probably say, yeah, we can't support that at all.
No, absolutely not.
But yeah, moving on.
Up the mood.
To the football.
Samantha, rap for us.
Well, did everyone's team get 3 points? That's a good start.
Wait, no, Everton haven't played yet this weekend.
Everton's at home though. You're at home, aren't you?
Yeah.
Let's who are you playing? Burnley. Let's hope for the 3 points.
You'll get that.
No, you're never.
Can't trust them.
You can't really trust them against Burnley. But we'll come to that as we go on. Like I said, we've missed weeks, and so many things have happened in these weeks, including the Champions League draw.
Oh my god!
I know this. It feels like it was ages ago. I'm not even gonna lie, but.
No, I still want to be able to say we're the champions of Europe. It's come too quick.
Don't worry, we've still got the rest of the season. We're fine. We've got six.
By the way, guys, I'm not done until the season ends.
Until the season is over. even if we're out of the Champions League, we're still the champions of Europe. Let's not get that twisted. But, okay, so two teams out of the four sitting here today are in the Champions League. Apologies. Bubbles.
Hello.
Oh, you're sitting up. This is your time, huh? This is your time.
Alisson didn't score this header for no reason. We're here in the Champions League.
Let's take a quick look at Liverpool's group. So, your group B.
Yep.
You've got AC Milan, Atletico Madrid,
yep,
and Porto. I think that's the group of death,
personally. It's a tough group. It's a tough group, yeah.
Do you see yourself coming out of it?
Yeah, I think it's, again, going into it, if you don't come out of that group, that's a very disappointing season. Liverpool's aim's always got to be to get to the knockout stages minimum. I think that it's one of those groups, though, where all the teams are quite good, and so it could actually end up working in our benefit where they all take points off each other. So, like, Atletico, I think, are ridiculously strong, and I'm probably most scared for those two games against them because their squad depth, especially in their attack, is mental this season. Griezmann coming back. Suarez, João Felix, I think Rodrigo de Paul, Lamar still there, Carrasco, like it's nuts. So that'll be a tough game. AC Milan is gonna be like a good one just for like nostalgia. Like that
2005.
Yeah, even them they beat us in the 2007 final, so it will.
We don't talk about that.
Yeah, so it'll be good. It'll be good though. I think just having like fans back in the stadium for Champions League as well is different. It's a different level. Just that under the lights in the nighttime, you never walk alone. The Champions League song. Yeah, no, it will be good. So I'm just excited for the games. I'm glad that at least we've got three good teams, and it will be six good games at least. We'll win all of them, I don't know, but yeah.
I'm looking forward to your game. But which game do you say, the Atletico Madrid game, is the one that you look forward to the most?
Well, it's home against AC Milan this week. I'm looking forward to that again, just to see what it's like, that atmosphere is going to be like. Hopefully it'll be good, but yeah, Atletico will be the biggest test for sure.
Yeah.
Porto, they probably always want revenge against us because we like smack them 5-0 every time we play them. But yeah, no, I think Atletico will be the biggest test. If Klopp can beat Simeone, that will be a nice thing to see happen.
Don't be shady, Brie. Yeah. Don't be shady. We're coming to you next. So, Group H for Chelsea. So, Chelsea have Juventus, Malmo, and Zenit.
And a car. What in the Gazprom? What's Abramovich pulled there to get that group?
Honestly, how does this say what in the Gazprom? Get out of here.
Are you joking?
Anyway, Brie, my sister. What are your expectations, darling?
Light work.
Are there any games that you're going to be looking forward to?
Juve.
Yeah. Without Ronaldo, I'm not sure what Juve can provide.
Even they lost the game this weekend. So.
Yeah, they did.
I just said Juve for the sake of saying Juve. I'm looking forward to any of them because I know we're going to win. So
you're expecting minimum top points? You want us to top the table?
Yeah, we can do it.
All right, that's strong.
Well, we actually can because, correct me if I'm wrong, how did the tables look last season, Champions League, on the Lampard group stages? Did we finish at the top?
No, I think we
you finished. Did.
Yeah, exactly. No, did we? Can't we check? The
first season with Lampard, we finished second.
No, last season. Last season, they did. Last season. Yeah, exactly.
Look at our group, please. Like, we're chilling.
I personally wouldn't say we're chilling.
Just yet.
I mean, let's play Zenit on Tuesday. Let's see how it goes. I don't know. Not just
Zenit.
Yeah.
Team that sounds like a bank.
The tough that thing about rude. Zenit would be the travel. Like, if you're, I don't know what your fixtures are looking at timing wise, but if you've got to go away to Russia on like a Wednesday and then you've got to play Saturday morning. Oh, no, you can't do that anymore. Never mind.
Yeah, you can.
So,
oh, they've changed it.
Yeah.
And why
about
I think,
time, by the way.
Yeah. And why I think we're cheating is that, remember, we have a fully like in depth squad as well. Yeah, yeah, so yeah. We're chilling, honestly. Like,
And then I don't want to do this without Beatrice, Moyo, or...
I can do it for Man United.
ask me for Man United as well.
You got me United, bruv.
You know what? I'm going to throw the ball to Marva, Samantha, and because I know Bree and Bubbles are about to say they got them in the Champions League. So I'm going to start with you, Marva. So we look at Man United's group, and they've got Atalanta, Villarreal, and Young Boys. Where do you see them coming?
They have to top that group, sorry.
Right.
They have to.
They have Ronaldo.
Atalanta, obviously, they're like an exciting team to watch.
Yeah.
But like, nah, come on. Ronaldo, come on.
It's literally a Europa League group.
Right?
Yeah, it's true.
Hold on, Bubbles. Hold your phone.
Right, I'm back.
Sorry. No, Bubbles, thank you for saying that.
No, what Bubbles said is what I was literally going to say. Like, that group, Villarreal, you want them again?
No, if they can't beat Villarreal again, I will not rest this season.
With Sancho and Ronaldo this time as well.
No. It's actually going to be Alberto Moreno versus, like, Ronaldo or Sancho on that wing. Like, are you... No, man.
That's gonna be better.
That's
what about you? What are you saying for that?
It's true.
Like really and truly, they should be topping that.
Yeah.
Like the only game I can probably say I'm excited for is the Atalanta. They're gonna score goals.
Yeah.
But United can score goals as well. We've seen it. Yeah, they score a lot of goals. Like realistically, United have to be getting up top of the group.
And listen, Beatrice, Moyo, Chani, Mario. That's the expectation.
No, do you know what's gonna annoy? Do you know what annoys me about Man United fans? Because I can promise you, I can speak to a Man United fan right now and be like, "Oh, you know what? I'm unsure. I don't know.
You don't know about Ole though. Ole.
Our team. It's Ole, isn't it? Like we're not title contenders. Of course, you're fucking not title contenders.
Yeah, we are 100% off.
I wonder if Bree's gonna bleep out her swearing.
No.
For all our listeners, you heard it here first. It's not going to happen. Okay, so is it worth talking about Man City's group? I mean, it's quite interesting.
Oil Classico.
Oh,
sorry.
What's that group?
Yeah.
I don't care about Man City.
Can we address the fact that everyone in unison said nah?
They got PSG.
Messi. It could have been Messi versus Ronaldo if you went Man City.
Yeah.
Let's take a look.
Who's in the group?
They have Club Bruges, which is probably an easy.
That's easy.
Oh, that's how you say it.
I don't know if that's how you
say it. That is. Yeah.
No, because I didn't know. I thought it was Brugge.
No, it's Bruges. Yeah, Bruges.
I hear it.
No, you don't. You can't hear that. Bree, no.
Because you see how my name is spelled.
Oh, the German.
Yeah.
Okay, I hear it.
What?
Yeah, I hear it. But they've got Club Bruges, PSG, and RB Leipzig.
Oh,
yeah. PSG, it's going to be them two there. RB Leipzig and...
Nah.
Well...
RB Leipzig can get a point of...
RB Leipzig in 2021 are out without their manager and without their captain because they went to Bayern Munich. Yeah. So, I don't know. I'm not convinced.
Bayern Munich actually beat them over the weekend as well. I think 5-1 or something.
Boy. No, they've been beating people, like, disrespectfully. Like...
Literally, like...
They just take on everyone.
Did they not beat someone, like, 8-1 or 9-something?
I remember that.
I think it got 7-0
opening. It was in the cup the other day. They beat someone like 12-0 or something.
I think they beat Burma 12-0 or something. or 13, and Chipa Moting has scored a double.
German football isn't real. German
football, yeah. Anyway,
I'll actually walk off the pitch.
Yeah. I don't even want to disrespect
this. Weren't the opposition like lower league?
I think they were in a lower league today.
That's disrespectful.
Right? Like, at least wean it in a bit. Like, chill. Come on.
No facts.
Game's a game.
You
guys are too nice.
You got to keep going no matter what. But now that you know their group odds, PSG winning the group?
Yeah.
Neymar.
Look at, not even that, the whole team, they've basically strengthened everywhere.
Everything, yeah it's fact.
We finally got an actual, look at me, we. My husband has finally got help. Like, come on now.
Do you know what? We actually haven't spoken about, did we get to speak about Messi?
PSG for Messi. Me, I think, look at that, like you said, the whole, this transfer for me has been the best all season. PSG, I'm not going to lie.
It was the best.
They never used to have a good right back. We finally bloody got Hakimi. Who did we get on left back? I can't even remember. What's his name?
You've even got
Messi.
Genie Wijnaldum.
Oh, did you guys see that?
And then you got Ramos.
It was so nice. Ramos,
see, everyone's forgetting.
All right, guys, let's go through their transfers for the summer, yeah? So they got Hakimi.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
They got Danilo Pereira. They got Nuno Mendes. Lionel Messi.
That's it, Mendes.
Donnarumma. Wijnaldum. And Sergio Ramos. Donnarumma.
That's nuts.
They got... Yeah, and that's it.
Like, they're strengthening basically nearly every position.
That's a super team.
No wonder they have the men's now wearing Dior. Having Dior
right?
Tailored.
Ace Henry. Right?
Like, no
Dior
wonder.
Sponsoring me, yeah.
Why does PSG get all the good sponsors?
That doesn't make sense.
Because they're the best.
Fashion
club. They're saucy.
Even Ramos, like,
the only thing I would say about PSG is I watched like one of their games this season so far, and first of all, Wijnaldum was getting a lot of slander for not bringing the ball forward, and all I'll say is we saw it for how many years, and that's not his game. His game is safety, and Ramos is also already injured again, and he's not proper played yet. Yeah, and I think that defensively they're not. I don't think Kimpembe is that solid. You know, I think he's susceptible to a bozo mistake or thing. So that's the only place I could think on the pitch where, you know, if they come up against another good attack, they might concede. But obviously they got Messi at the other end of the pitch, and he can go win a game on his own with just free kicks. So
realistically speaking, actually. So I guess there we have it. PSG super team. I think Aud's probably the happiest person in this room. But seeing as you're part time a PSG fan.
Neymar.
Okay, full time Neymar fan.
Yeah.
If Poch cannot deliver...
Failure.
Okay, you're right.
No, it's that simple. Even if it was just him. If any manager that was you've basically got, like you said, it's actually a dream team.
Yeah.
So the minimum, he has to grab every trophy available.
Yeah.
That's the minimum.
Leon winning the league.
Exactly. Because look how Tuchel's able to win everything that season but the Champions League. He lost that final. He literally won everything. So it's like we were that close to winning the one thing that we actually want. Because you look at PSG, they're nearly there. Two seasons, they've literally reached a final. Last year was semi-final. They're not far off. They've just got to win it now.
It's like them and City, they both need that Champions League.
Yeah. City don't need it more than PSG, man. PSG, that trophy, they've been catting for it. That's the whole reason why they even got Neymar. And it's like, the season where Neymar was finally fit, they made a final.
You look at that front three, you've got arguably the greatest player of all time.
Yeah.
Neymar, who's, you know, him arguably his greatest understudy in a way.
And then also
Mbappe, who's arguably the next best
youngest. Exactly. Like, so you have to be winning.
This is literally something you would do on FIFA.
This front three. PSG versus PSG.
It's true. That's why I'm like, Pochettino as well. Like, is he the right man to even lead these lot?
No.
I don't think so. No. But can he do it? I think he can, but I still don't think, I don't rate him highly like that, but I want him to win it.
I think if he does it, it's because it's the players that did it, not exactly
I him. Think both.
But he got Spurs. It's been handed over to him on a plate.
He got Spurs for Champions League final though. Like,
that is
that's
true.
I forget that.
Look at Spurs right now.
The fall from grace has been electrifying, to say the least. But no, you're actually right. Like, he got Spurs to a Champions League final, so if he cannot deliver with this PSG team, he's in soup.
Yep.
He's in real life soup.
I think this is his last chance. After that, he's got to go.
Absolutely.
You, man.
I feel like any other manager doesn't deliver the league title at PSG and you lose your job. Like, how did he get... I don't get how that happened.
Wait, he didn't win it?
No. Last year, Lille won the league. Lille won.
But wait, did he come... He didn't come in the beginning of the season, did he?
No, he came towards, towards the end.
Towards the end, yeah.
That's probably why he got...
Still, though.
But just briefly touching on Kylian Mbappe, how crazy is it that he's potentially going on a free to Real Madrid next season?
That's madness.
I don't think it's that crazy.
He's been at PSG for time though.
Yeah, I know.
I think people forget that, you know. Obviously, it's mad that he's going, but
no, for free.
No, it's mad. But I'm sorry, but time's gone on. He needs another change. There's only so long he can stay at, you know, League One.
I'm not gonna lie. If I was a club owner, yeah, and Kylian is there available for free, I'm twerking my ass to get him for free.
Roman, I'm not even coming. Roman, get the yachts.
He doesn't want that. He's already said he's coming to
get the music.
He doesn't want any of it. He's coming.
Look at this Madrid song.
He's coming. Bye. It's inevitable.
Just for more context, all this also erupted.
I'm literally part-time everything, you know.
You are, because
Arsenal fan. I'm literally, you don't know, I'm struggling. I don't have time for myself.
The thing is, though, you can just chop and do what you feel like.
It's like, true, but I can't, you know. I have to, Arsenal always be number one.
Oh.
Then, you know, they're the... Then after that, it goes to Real Madrid. And after that, it's Neymar, because I can't invest myself in PSG.
So if Neymar came to Chelsea, would you still support him?
You wouldn't.
Why?
Are you sure?
That's a lady of principles.
I feel like that's where you draw the line if you go to another London club.
Why is he going to another London club? I don't get it.
Why would he go to Arsenal?
Why would he not?
Who would go to Arsenal?
Why would they not?
Who are Arsenal?
Why would
I'm gonna break this fight up right now. So moving on.
I do love you though, Ben. No.
Jesus Christ. Anyway, we also didn't get a chance to discuss your UEFA awards. To be honest, I'm just being shameless because we don't really actually need to talk about this,
we really don't.
When one of your players gets there, let me know. So Jorginho has been crowned UEFA's men's player of the year. Sorry, Brie, what are you whispering?
He deserved it. Said champions of Europe
champions of Europe twice on a national level or international level and club level.
But was he even the best player?
Explain. Wait. Explain one thing to me. How does N'Golo Kanté win the UEFA midfielder of the year? Jorginho doesn't, but Jorginho wins the UEFA player of the year. Because surely if Kanté was the better midfielder of the year, then he'd be the better player of the year.
I think they gave it to Jorginho because he won the Euros as well.
So basically, it was a fake award this year.
I'm so sorry, my darling. This is your first day back. I don't mean to be rude.
If I knew that's where you were headed to, I wouldn't have entertained the conversation.
As well. You need to relax yourself, my sweetheart. Yeah.
No, but it doesn't make sense though.
They don't make me fight you.
But we can all agree it doesn't make sense that you can win the midfielder of the year but not be the player of the year. And
it kind of does. Okay, so Kante and Jorginho, if you had to choose between the two, it'll kind of be a stalemate for most football fans.
I think it's Kante. I don't think it's...
Okay, fair enough. But how do you justify giving it to Kante when they both won the Champions League and one won the Euros and the other didn't?
Because it's about who was the better player, not who won the most trophies.
And arguably, Jorginho might have been the better player for
Fair
Chelsea
enough. You watch Chelsea more than me. This is an N'Golo Kanté stan account.
No, for real, like, legit, it kind of confused me as well. Like, when he won the midfielder of the year, I kind of knew that they were going to give it to Jorginho for player of the year. But when you put it like this, I feel like Jorginho was the better player for Chelsea this season. I feel he probably could have got player of the year for Chelsea last season, sorry. And yeah, it was fair. It was really fair. And he shone in the Euros. Kante didn't so much. Paul Pogba did, to be fair, but it wasn't Kante.
Pogba shone because Kante was there to play, doing the job of two players.
It is enough. You know with Pogba, he only shines when he has other good players around him. Okay, this is gonna start another argument.
Okay. Yeah, there's no United fans here to defend.
Yeah, exactly.
Listen, I know Beatrice is probably gonna listen to this battery, but bitch shaking. You know the R for me.
The R for
me. But okay, let's progress into this weekend's matches. So Chelsea played Aston Villa, Liverpool played Leeds, and Arsenal played Norwich. Every single one of us got 3 points, and I guess some of us are happier than others, actually, which is kind of pretty weird. So I guess we'll start with the least happiest.
Why is it weird?
I'm just like, you it's got your three first points, win.
No, but it's not know? Weird, but they're basically, Norwich basically, no offense, but they're basically the crappiest team in the league.
Thank you.
So it's like if we didn't leave there with a point, I would have been like, okay, this is concerning. it's not even funny. I'd be like, you can't even beat Norwich. Are you guys joking?
And it was, to be honest, scraped that win.
That's what I'm saying. It was like, I feel like if it was any other team, I still think we would have struggled. Yeah. Like, we didn't play bad, but no, we I'm didn't not... play exactly convincing enough. Exactly.
I'm not going to lie. When I saw full time, I expected to see 3-0, 4-0. I saw 1-0. I was like, is that it?
That exactly. Was which means that we're still having trouble
we
with
got
scoring.
3 points anyway.
We missed so many chances yesterday.
We had 30 chances.
30?
See?
One goal.
Jesus.
When I watched that game, yeah, I was just getting irritated because I see the transition we make from goalkeeper, defence, midfield. We get to attack. They're like this. Guys, I don't know what to... Can someone help me? By the time that someone's there to help, the ball is on the other side of the pitch. There's no end product. No one wants to help finish. And I'm just thinking, is there a finishing coach somewhere to help these boys? Because I don't understand what's going on. Why can't we score? Like, I don't understand why we can't score. The attackers are there. We've got plentiful attackers. They're all there. But what's the problem?
It's weird. Like, even when I think about it, it's just weird. Because that's why, like, even our transfer, like, this whole summer, it's like we spent way too much on the areas that I don't think we needed to...
To be fair, I think we spent money on the areas that we needed to focus on. Because we needed a backup left back. Because we know what Tierney's like.
Okay, but I still don't think that was our main... All season, we went into the international break with 0 goals. That does that not mean something? That means that, fam, we actually need something up front.
Yeah, we do. 100%. We need like 2 centre mids, minimum.
I mean, Partey.
He's back. Yeah, he was good. Really,
like, after half
even
five.
With him, he's not even bad. It's just you're always. I feel like he's always injured, and it's like I haven't even seen you actually play your a consistent rep. Because we see the player, but I haven't seen enough of you.
Yeah.
Who was always injured? Was it Grealish? No, not Grealish.
So it's just annoying because it's like you can clearly see that he's a player, but it's so annoying because I don't think he was even this injured when he was playing at Atletico Madrid. So it's like as soon as he's come here,
I just put this in there, and I'm very happy you made that point because when I alluded to that point in the TL, Arsenal fans thought I was mad.
No,
it is an Arsenal problem. There's something wrong with the medical team because he wasn't like this.
Arsenal hire me
in Atletico.
No, for real. She's a physio. It's true.
She's a physio.
And that's why. Wait, you did come on Sunday. Why didn't you speak to the Arsenal? We'll talk about that after. But anyway, yeah, literally, there's a problem there, and y'all need to figure it the fuck out.
No, because this has been going on for decades now. I'm not gonna lie, there was a period.
Is this true? There was a period.
Every February, there's injury after injury after injury.
Real shit. Ozil.
Everyone.
They often try and bring players back from injury like too quickly.
Yeah, that's my main issue.
Don't get me started on Diaby.
When you bring a player back, clearly he's not ready.
Yeah.
You haven't even given him time to even like give him the minutes that he needs just to feel comfortable. They'll put him in straight away for like 45 minutes. Are you okay?
But you know what? So
but Partey came in kind of good though.
He did come in good time, which I think they're finally kind of learning. It's like you can't bring him too quickly. And I feel like that's why I think Partey's injury wasn't that deep. And they left it probably an extra couple of weeks just to make sure that he was solid, which is why he returned to training at a good time. Because if it was me, I would have said, yeah, cool, this is fine. This is where you should be coming in. Because his injury wasn't even that deep. It was more like a minor muscular injury. Ooh, it wasn't as if it was...
We have a physio, we've got a doctor,
Let them know. But I think Partey came in perfectly for this time round. Next game, give him a full 45. After that, start him.
Ooh, I mean, look, let me not even be negative. Look, a win's a win. 3 points. Exactly. Yeah, I'm happy.
Take it.
But can we do this for the rest of the season?
But Burnley is even next, like, the next.
Yeah, you have to get 3 points.
We have to have 3 points. But remember, who we are dealing with.
They're going to slap up whoever you play in that midfield. Yeah. Clutch.
Yeah. I don't even think you should bring Partey into that midfield.
Nah, he can handle it, man. Can.
Listen, that's what we'll be out for another season.
That was just leading to another injury.
Yeah. And Burnley don't play nice.
No, they don't.
But Sean, that you got to be tough.
Nah, they're rough.
Plus, what's his face? The Tomiyasu? He looked quite good yesterday. He was physical.
He's great in
there. See, and you know, that's one thing I feel like when we're going to be defending set pieces and corners, I feel like he's going to be someone that we can use. Look how both goals, when I look at City, we let, do you know how short Sterling is?
And
we let Sterling score. I said, holding.
Holding?
So why are you tall? Why are you tall? Defense. Even Chambers, when he let Gundogan score, I said, what?
Honestly, nah.
So, what's been going on with Holding's hairline?
Oh, is it, I think he's got a transplant.
Okay, sorry, carry on. You said his name and I was just looking through the pictures. And I
he got a transplant. Because, you know, it was balding, isn't it?
Oh, he was balding.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Very interesting. How old is he?
I don't know. 26.
I know Lacazette went bald early because his hairline was doing.
Yeah, but it suits Lacazette though.
Yeah,
yes, it does. Holding.
Can you guys imagine Aubameyang bald?
No.
Yes.
I'm dead.
I can't. But he needs some sort of hair.
But okay, so anyone want to give us a nice summary of the match or them?
Look, I'm happy. I'm happy. 3 points.
Summary, it was a very, it was a bland game. There was nothing really exciting to it. There was moments where there was, you know, sometimes you see like a glimmer of this is a nice attack. You see some sort of skill happening in there. You see the reason why these players are playing. But when you get to that final third and they don't do anything about it, like Smith Rowe and Pepe both shot the ball at the goalkeeper.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, come on. You don't do that in training. I know for a fact that in training you don't do that. So whatever's happening, you've got stage fright or whatever, we need to let it go. We need
to let it go. Stage fright? These are big men on hundreds of thousands.
There's definitely stuff, there's something that they're scared of because I don't know why they can't score. When we were scoring goals
last season. That's what I feel like. You know what it is? I just feel like this whole season, I feel like even the senior players need to step up.
These are rise.
Because I feel like this season, especially now, I feel like Arteta, even him, he can't complain. I feel like you've finally been backed.
Yeah.
Like, I might not agree with all the players that he signed, but you clearly wanted these players for a reason.
For a reason.
You can't say that you weren't given the money. Mm-hmm. You were given the money. You got yourself a new goalkeeper. You got a new right back.
Mm-hmm.
You got
new left back.
Yeah, the little boy. I can't remember his name. You got even in midfield. What's his name? Lokonga, whatever.
He's good. I'm not gonna lie.
So it's like you've actually got your players.
Is this the first that Arsenal spend this much money in one window?
Not the first.
Or brought in that many players
in a while.
Because I'm not used to Arsenal making that many signings.
I'm dead. But hey. You got his players. Let's just see where we end up next season. That's what I'm saying. Let's see. Because even yesterday, I'm sure nearly all of them started yesterday.
They all started.
And you still got 1-0.
Apart one, innit? Yeah, exactly. So we'll just have to see. On to the next.
Yeah,
from a more neutral perspective. Sorry, Marva, but I'm going to have to bring you in here because you guys are probably rivals now in the mid-table rivals.
Jay,
so crazy. Do you take a look at Arsenal and think, yeah, this is a team that we definitely probably would worry about if you want to get our top six?
No. Right. No, not at all. Like, and it's that thing as well.
She said no with chest.
But also, I don't really trust Arteta. I'm like the fact that you had 30 chances, but like, last season you were struggling with chances. It was like the creativeness isn't there. And also, like, for Arsenal fans, like, they're so used to seeing good football and creative football that patience is going to wear out much quicker than other teams. Like, if Everton were just like banging out boring 1-0 wins, it's cool, like, everyone's sweet, but Arsenal fans aren't going to take that, especially if it's not getting them to top six, top four. But yeah, like, the Emirates used to be a place where Everton never won there until last season.
I can't believe it.
Can you believe?
I'm saying no. As in, we've broken all the wrong records. I'm telling you. Or you'll see something hasn't happened since 1950 something.
10 BC. Please, please, oh Lord, please.
Even when we weren't winning games, this is the first time Arsenal haven't won an opening of matches. And
this is the first time in history since Arsenal haven't won the first three games. It's done. We get it. I said it's finished. Anyway, I'm done.
No, that basically because we never won at Emirates, but we'd won at Highbury back in like the
90s. Something like that. It was one of our longest standing. Like after Liverpool, it's like one of our longest standing records that we hadn't won. Maybe it's like 96, 97. But
Whereas now I'm like the thought of going to Emirates. I'm like, yeah, it's cool. Like we might not win, but it's cool. I'm not scared in the same way.
I'll see you at the Emirates. Yeah.
I was not ready for that fact. Thank you, Mark.
To be fair, I haven't had a lot of those facts. So.
Boy. And Bubbles, just to bring
you in as well. So you look at Arteta, and do you think that this is the right man?
Someone said dictator, by the way.
He is.
Was his London name?
Yeah, Maitland Niles, man.
He's a dictator.
Like a dictator. Yeah. Okay, never mind. The joke went over here. Right. Move on. I didn't land it properly.
Oh, I heard it. I ignored it.
Oh, dictator. I don't get it.
I get it.
Do you know what? Forget it. We're gonna move on. So anyway.
You're laughing for me to pay.
I'm laughing for you to pay.
Sorry, sis. Do you think the dictator will last longer at Arsenal?
Who else can you bring in? Freddie Lundberg. Bring Freddie Lundberg back.
Don't kill me. I think Arsenal fans will collapse.
They need discipline, though.
I think what Marva said, though, like, about Arsenal fans and their patience wearing thing, but, like, this Arsenal project now is going to be a long project. Like, even Conte, I don't know. He's more short-term, though.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, you know, it's always bring parallels back to Klopp, and Klopp had to like drag us through the trenches, and we're at the point we're at now. But it took what, like 4 or 5 years.
Exactly.
You need a Klopp, but I don't see who in world football.
Klopp is Klopp. Arteta is.
Yeah, but who? As I said, who in world football right now could take on that project and?
And wait for it to grow and blossom.
And I think that says more about just managers in Europe at the moment as well, by the way. Just the lack of...
But the funny thing is, when we suggested Sarri going to Arsenal, Arsenal fans didn't want that. And Sarri would have been the perfect man for the job.
Along Why? With, would he have been?
Because what he built at Napoli and how long it took him to build that at Napoli.
Maybe.
You know, Napoli became a fearsome team.
But I think it's because of the level of patience now and the fact that Arsenal FC is Arsenal FC. There's expectations for that team to be consistent, to play good football.
So then
I think that's the problem.
For a short period of time. And then.
But not even just good football. We also want trophy. Because that's the whole reason as to why we got frustrated with Wenger in the first place.
Because
it was like... We were still playing good football, but where was the trophies? And after that, when we saw the football getting worse, it was like, okay, when he went, we knew things weren't going to go straight away back to where we originally were. It was going to be a process. However, I feel like we're even further away than when Wenger was even there. Like, worse.
Yeah.
And you were bad on the Wenger.
Bad, but not this bad, which makes it feel like, okay, where do we go?
That's a problem.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I feel like it's a problem from the top as well to the bottom.
It's deep rooted.
Yeah, it's hard.
Pits of hell.
Damn.
That's a deep No, seriously, this is concerning. And at this point, like every game that we go into, there's just what's the willingness in the players to want to continue winning? Because, we went from 20th to 16th.
But that's why I'm saying the senior players need to step up this season because it's like, show us that you actually want to play for the club.
What senior players are you?
When I'm saying seniors, I'm saying the captain, Aubameyang. Show us that you're the captain. Lead by example. Lacazette, you've been there for a long time. You know, I've been told. Well, look at me. I've been told. No, but when I see things that like I'm dead. Like I hear like he's good with like you know the young players and whatever. I think I was even hearing like when David Luiz was there, like you know they used to look up to him and everything. Like, who else is even still there? Xhaka, I can say like I feel like I don't like him that much, but I feel like he's one of the only players that shows like he wants to win certain games. He might do like little stupid things sometimes, but when he does actually want to play, he's like the only one that actually wants to go up for it. I feel like, fam, it's time to step up this season. Like, we've got a lot of young players in the team. It's like, look at players like Smith Rowe being given the number. You know how much pressure that is?
Bro,
Saka pressure, even being given numbers. Being given all, do you know, like, even me, I feel like, not that they don't deserve it, it's too early.
Yeah,
so it's like,
100%.
Do you get what I mean? So all of this is like, no, like, we, something has to give now. I feel like,
do you know what though? What I will say is, I still feel like this season is a big opportunity for Arsenal. You're not in Europe.
And there's no pressure.
You've got, apart from the cup weeks, you're only going to play one game a week, other than, again, when there's double game weeks. Like, I really do think this is a good opportunity for you. And it's not like, yeah, this will be in the now. This is Arteta's season. If it happens now, if it happens, it's going to happen now.
Because, like you said, we're not in any competition. Even me, for how long was I saying I don't want us in Europe? I was saying I don't want us in Europe. End of. Like, we need to go back to the basics, because if we can't even bloody get Europa right, get us out. I don't want no conference, nothing. We're not in any conference. It's true though. Like, we're not in anything. Let's just at least try and fight. Like you said, there's no pressure, no nothing. Look at, like, you lot and all your other things. Some teams might get tired. You lot are lucky that you've got enough players so you can actually rotate your players. Not to say that big teams are going to drop out, but it's like, fam, each game that comes, try and capitalize by getting the 3 points. They matter.
Yeah.
Beat the small teams, beat everyone out of the way, try and get the point off the big teams, but fam, just get the 3 points.
Just get the 3 points, exactly. Which is why we started off very badly, not winning against Brentford.
Yeah, that's literally what counts. I was like,
huh? A newly promoted team, you can't beat.
Knowing that you're playing Chelsea and a Man City.
Exactly.
That's what annoyed me the most. And then we decided to beat them 4-0 behind closed doors.
You know that pissed me off. And they even tweeted it. I was like, you lot taking a mick.
Nah, please, Arsenal media, please.
But yeah, like, regardless, look, I'm still, you know, I'm still positive. I don't even like talking bad on my team. I love them. I do.
Just like giving them a talking to.
Yeah, like, I love them. I just want us to play to be good again.
I'm getting strong. I'm not angry. I'm just disappointed.
Yeah. I'm just disappointed. Yeah, literally. I just want better for my club.
I just want 5 minutes. Just chat. Let's have a conversation.
We'll not even give you the time of day. That conference break. But anyway, moving on. Before we get lost on the track of time.
Oh, guys, Camavinga scored, by the way.
Who? Camavinga scored.
Yeah, scored.
Oh, bless him.
Anyway, moving on to important things. Bubbles, welcome back.
Hello.
Nice to see you. I hope exams went well.
Yeah, I'm making my first appearance of the season today. Good to be back.
Yay for you. Now, let's talk about Liverpool. Let's talk about Liverpool. And I guess I kind of want to start with your summary of not just the performance today, but the performance of Liverpool as a whole since the season began.
It's been a weird start to the season because, do you know what, because the transfer window obviously overran to the season again this year and everybody's been making noise, you know, City signing Grealish and they wanted Kane, United getting Varane, Sancho, Ronaldo, Chelsea, you guys getting Lukaku, which I think is going to be huge. Like, I genuinely think he's going to be in the Golden Boot race this year, if not win it.
Did y'all see that finish yesterday?
Yeah, exactly. Like, I was saying earlier, I think he's like a Van Dijk of strikers for me. I don't see a weakness in his game as of yet. So, yeah, there was a lot of noise on the outside of all the other teams doing things and we were doing niche. We were sitting on our hands. And, it was quite frustrating in that sense. And then my opinion on it was, we've lost the transfer window. I think that's the best way to put it. But there's still a lot of football to be played on the grass itself. So, I still think we have one of the best managers in the world, if not the best. I still think we've got a core of players who are very good and in their, you know, peaks of their careers. So there's still enough there to do something good this season. And look, we're joint at the top of the league with you guys. I think all three of us are on 10 points, but we're third or second. I don't know. So we've started it not bad. I was very disappointed.
I think
goal difference is equal as well, actually. But yeah, no, I was really disappointed in was the Chelsea one because I thought it was a massive opportunity there to, you know, make a statement win. You guys went down to 10 men. We should have taken advantage of that. I think Tuchel was very solid in that game and showed actually his class as a football manager, I don't know, as a person.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't know. So yeah, I think overall I'm not too disappointed because, like, we won again today 3-0. I think Van Dijk has 3 clean sheets as well since he's been back. I think Norwich was a clean sheet. Today was a clean sheet.
Yeah, the only clean sheet that he didn't get
was the Chelsea one. Yeah, so that's a positive as well, having a settled back five. You know, I don't know if we got this far last season with a settled back five. So yeah, that's already a better note. And yeah, let's see how long we go in this season with, you know, we've already picked up a massive injury today, so you know, it still seems like some history is repeating itself. But
and yeah. Speaking of that massive injury, just for context, Harvey Elliott, it seems like he's broken his leg. He had a nasty injury on his ankle. Guys, his foot was dangling. So I wouldn't recommend anyone going to rewatch it because it's just nasty scenes. But what does that mean for Harvey Elliott going forward?
Do you know, yeah, I think Klopp said it was dislocated, but then that could come with obviously worse things as a result, I guess, tendon damage and muscles. Well, I don't know. Samantha, you know better than me how to explain that. It's so disappointing, like, not just because of how exciting Harvey Elliott has been as a player, just an 18-year-old coming in. Tactically, what it meant for us, I think I've come on here since the beginning, Goldiggers talk about how our midfielders are robots, right? It was Henderson, Wijnaldum, Milner, then Fabinho who came in. Literally, come, do the running, do the passing, don't do anything else. Like, track your fullbacks, and that's it. Harvey Elliott was essentially given a free role, and in a Klopp midfield, that was so rare, and it enabled us to play this new kind of football where essentially, Trent was drifting into midfield, Salah was drifting into midfield, Harvey Elliott would go right back, or Salah would go right back. And basically, all three of them were interchangeable on that right-hand side. And it was so exciting as well, because it essentially meant, long-term, what is the plan for Henderson? Because that is his position, the right-centre midfield role. So it was really exciting just to have this new option. And it meant that, okay, Thiago and Elliott played as a two midfielders today, but Keita and Henderson were playing midweek in the Champions League, and then all these new potential midfield partnerships are forming. Potentially means you don't need Firmino anymore because the creativity is now coming from midfield. But
I've never been so engaged with Liverpool.
But now, like I said, Harvey is probably out for the season. I don't want to make that assumption, but I assume it will be quite a lengthy injury, and we're kind of, I imagine we'll go back to robot ball now in midfield, and we'll see how it works out.
That was such a beautiful scene.
Honestly, I don't even like Liverpool.
Like, literally, you can make someone really fall in love with Liverpool, but then come back to reality.
I just snap back for a second, like,
you know, let's take it away from football for a second. Bubbles, how does it feel to have an Everton fan?
No, it's good because I don't get to meet very many, so it's nice. It's no bad blood. It'll be good when the derby comes about, I think, to see how it is, because usually there's never an opposing opinion to hear.
I can't wait for the chat.
And somewhere Audrey's going to come in, Bubbles.
Of course.
You're lucky. Audrey was meant to be here today, and she was going to sit next to you. So, thank goodness. Audrey will be with us soon. She's just got some engagement, so anyone who is anticipating Audrey's return, she will be with us soon.
Ord back. Hashtag it.
Ord back. Okay, so, I've lost my train of thought.
That was a very deep analysis.
I think I went too deep, sorry.
No, it was good.
How long do you think Klopp's staying at Liverpool, by the way?
Well, his current contract's till 2024.
She knows everything.
So, Jesus. Do you know what? It's funny because the other day Pep actually announced that he was definitely leaving after 2023. So I was like, yes, no Pep at Man City. Come on, 2024 is our year. I don't know if he'll sign a new contract because he's always said he doesn't want to be like an old man manager. You know, like how like Fergie was and even Wenger. Definitely Wenger. So I don't know. I think 2024. I don't know. I'm hoping he just signs a new contract because I can't see how we sustain any kind of success without Klopp, because
I don't think you will.
You see with our like owners this summer, it really feels like Klopp can turn water into wine. So give him the bare minimum, and he will do. Like, we got top four last year, or actually top three.
The way you creeped in there,
yeah.
I haven't said that the last episode.
I was like, wait, hold on. How did Liverpool get to third?
As long as Klopp's here, we've got this mad, ridiculous like miracle gene where we'll come back 4-3 against Barcelona. Yeah. Alisson will score a 94th minute winning header.
Can you like
the yeah,
wow. He's jammed me like that.
Yeah, like as long as Klopp is at Liverpool, these things will happen.
They're inevitable.
So,
from your point of view, you're like, oh, this is a miracle worker. In my group chats, whenever that stuff happens, do you know the words that's used? It goes, devil's club. How? Every time you're like, yes, they're going to going to drop points finally, and it's like you just get the notification Alisson has scored it. You're like,
of course.
I'm with Marv on that Devil's Club. Definitely, because the thing is, when I saw that notification, Alisson scored like in the 94th, and I was like,
I don't know how to comprehend.
I didn't know. My brain wasn't functioning. I'm like, and maybe they made a mistake. And my brain was not functioning. And you put it in a group chat, like, oh my god, Alisson scored. I'm like, what?
How did that happen?
How the hell?
It was a good header as well.
The last time I heard a goalkeeper score was like 6 years ago. That was Southampton. I can't remember the keeper back then. And that goal was so funny.
And the thing is, it's not even like it was an accident. The header, he meant that header.
He meant the header.
He wanted to win.
That's a header Drogba would be proud of. Like, facts. I was facts. Baffled. But anyway, sorry, keep going.
But yeah, no, like...
Are we talking about the same Alisson?
Alisson Becker?
Yeah. Right.
I'm just making sure that I didn't miss something.
But yeah, no. So I guess, just back to Klopp. I'm hoping he stays longer forever. But yeah, I don't think that's realistic. Let's see. I'm just enjoying it. I don't want to think about it.
Anyway. Enough of that. No, I'm joking. So can you see Liverpool kind of sustaining this great play of football and kind of challenging for the title this season?
You know, I think I'm so scared of, like, Chelsea, City again, obviously, even United. Like, everyone around us got stronger, and I think that's the thing where we stood still, in a sense.
Yeah.
Look.
It happened last season as well.
Yeah, and to be fair, we signed Thiago and Jota, and they weren't cheap. Like, Jota was, like, 40 million spread over 5 years, but still. I think... I wholeheartedly...
You signed Konate this season. Yeah. Why are you saying standing? You signed
Konate. Because Konate should have been signed last year. Konate should have been signed last year, and we lost Wijnaldum this year. Listen, I've said many things about Wijnaldum on this show before, but he was always a body. He was always a legs in midfield. He was always he was available all season. None of the other midfielders can do that. Fair. So, yeah, I think on paper, I wholeheartedly believe we've got the best 11 in Europe, and I'll stand by that. I think put us against any team in Europe, and I back us to win. Put us in a Champions League final, and I'm a Liverpool fan. I'm gonna be biased like that, but sure. I still believe we still have that core players if everyone is fit. But over 38 games of a season, you need a squad. Let's see.
You know that's one of them.
Best 11.
I believe so. Yeah.
When Lionel Messi, Kylian Mbappe.
I said already. I don't think their defense is. I think their defense is susceptible. I think
Ramos alone. Are you crazy?
Okay.
Ramos. Yeah.
When everyone's fit.
Yeah, when everyone is fit, yeah. I think Alisson's better than Donnarumma. I think Robertson's better than... Who's your left?
Hakimi.
No, right back.
Right back.
Hakimi's right.
No, Mendes. Left back is like Baka or someone. No,
oh, wait. They bought Hernandez. They did. Wait, double check.
No, they didn't.
Are you sure?
Yeah, they were linked with him.
They bought Mendes.
But is he left back? But anyway, I think Robertson's better. I think Van Dijk is better than Ramos.
He's not.
Oh.
Yeah. Let me lie.
He's not better. You prefer.
No. He's better.
No.
Yeah. And finally, anyway, I think Messi is obviously better than anyone. I think Neymar's solid. Mbappe is ridiculous as well. I think front three is where you can.
It's not equal.
No, I know. Our back five. I would say Liverpool's back five is better than PSG's back five.
No, but you wanted to argue and say the front three.
But I'm saying if Liverpool played PSG tomorrow, I'm not saying we'd win, but I would go into it not expecting to lose because I'd still believe in my team.
Let's clarify the front three. Messi alone is better than
Messi, of course. I'm not disputing that. Of course.
Okay.
Messi is the greatest player of all time.
Arguably.
my opinion.
She's sitting in the
cut the cameras.
Anyway.
Conversation there.
And finally, Klopp is better than Pochettino.
Ooh. Okay, no, but that's a fact. Okay,
that's a fact. I can't argue that.
Okay.
if she said Tuchel, I'm sorry.
If Tuchel start PSG, it'll be a different kind of
story. Yeah, see? Yeah, I can't lie.
When we talk about the best managers in the league, however, Bubbles, we still need to have a little debate. Just putting that out there, but I'll come back to you at the end of the season when we win the Premier League.
Okay.
Chelsea played also, if anyone's interested. Chelsea played Aston Villa. Yeah. Yesterday, Breeze sat up. And I guess you're ready to give us a lowdown. How proud of you were of you were of oh, how proud were you of our boys?
Very proud, because we did what we had to do and we got our points, we got the goals, kept the clean sheet. Mendy, those hands, I can see Czech's influence on Mendy already. Like, I absolutely love it. And yesterday showed us, yeah, why we needed Lukaku, because let's talk about that first goal that he scored. I didn't think he was going to score it, to be honest, but when he took it back and it went in, I was like, okay, I guess it was worth the price tag. You know, I was screaming about the price tag.
Can we pick up Kovacic as well?
Nah. You know what? Kovacic had a good game. Saul, however you say his name. Fuck me, why did we buy that guy?
It's a loan.
No, I don't care.
But it's his first
debut. No, you can't have a debut that bad in a team full of Champions League winners. What do you mean? No.
I don't know if you guys been like following my tweets over the whole summer. I was literally saying we need Saul. Saul is the genie replacement. We need Saul. I heard he stunk yesterday. People were tweeting at me saying, "Is this your guy?" I was like, "No, that's not my guy."
I think maybe he should have been eased into the game and come in as a substitute. He shouldn't have started. No.
Reese, are you not embarrassed?
No, but overall, like, Kovacic, he was, I think personally for me, he was my man of the match. He was absolutely great. Chef's kiss. To be honest, like, there's not much I can really fault everyone on because I was in and out of the game, but the times I paid attention, I think we did okay. There were a few times, obviously, that Aston Villa held us by the neck. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Where we were really shaky. But then Thiago, this is where experience comes in. Uh-huh. He actually showed us that experience that he had. Thiago. But I feel like if we didn't
Mendy
have...
as well.
I yeah. generally speaking, yeah, it was Mendy and Thiago. Part of Thiago that saved us that game. Because really and truly, it should have been like a draw.
Really?
Because Aston Villa had a lot of shots. Like, a lot.
Aston Villa had, I think 18 shots or
Yeah.
18 shots on goal. Oh,
but no end product.
Nothing. Because of Mendy. he made some mad saves yesterday. So I'll give that to him. But I think we were a bit shaky in the defence. So we definitely need to work on that. And I know that surely in our training, Tuchel was already on everyone's next.
Aston Villa, they had a transfer window as well. So
They had a decent window. But then... Okay.
And their main striker, isn't he out or suspended or...
What did Danny Ings play?
Danny Ings, yeah.
Not Ings.
No, Watkins was injured, but he's come back.
Yeah.
I think Watkins
is he
did
back
play.
Now?
I think he did play.
I swear he played yesterday.
I took him out of my fantasy. That's what I remember.
No, I'm so dead. Both Ings and Watkins played yesterday.
Oh, did they?
Yeah. But they just couldn't penetrate.
Ings didn't
so
show up.
Yeah, Ings did, yeah. But stats-wise, Chelsea had 12 shots. Aston Villa had 18.
Whoa.
Yeah, so that's basically the story of the match.
That goes on to show that it was all Mendy.
Does that, like, worry you then how you played yesterday, like, in terms of defensively? The fact that Villa cut through you? I don't know, I didn't watch it, so I just...
No, absolutely. Like, that's what I'm saying. We got away with murder yesterday.
So do you think against the better team, do you think you guys would have got away with a win?
I think it could have been a draw if it was a better team. With better end product, absolutely. Because really and truly, if I'm being very honest, that shouldn't have been a win for Chelsea.
But then I feel like that's kind of like sign of champions type stuff, though. Yeah. Like, where, like, especially having like Lukaku now, where like before I'd be worried if it was like, all right, you only get a few chances. Because Lukaku had like two chances and scored both of them.
Yeah.
His second one wasn't really even a chance. Like, just a mad finish. So I'm like, to have someone like that in your team where it's like, all you need is one chance, like... against teams like Villa and them, like, they did really well, but it's like, if you get that and you can score against them, then you're sorted.
And even with that being said, I feel like we weren't feeding him enough chances like that anyway. So that's why I'm thinking, like, where were all of the chances we were creating last season, why aren't we creating them right now? We have someone to finish
because of the midfield yesterday, that he wasn't given enough chances.
I think I take a look at the midfield and think Kovacic, he played as many final third passes as he could.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's not really a player that plays into the final third with. And seeing his balls, I was even astonished. I was like, oh my God, so you can do this? So he can actually play forward into the final third. Mm. But I take it as Ziyech and Callum they didn't really have a great game.
No, they didn't, because there were a few times that, especially Ziyech, I saw him trying to pass onto Lukaku, and it was always like a discourse and miscommunication. So I feel like they all need to work on all of that.
Yeah, yeah,
I think our wingers didn't have a great game, but...
Because I was surprised that Mount didn't start.
Well, he's been playing every single game for England, so I'm not surprised at that.
It's true.
He needs to rest, I'm happy he got his rest. But
fair enough.
After the Villa match, I think Tuchel was a bit frustrated with the amount of chances we gave away and the amount of shots we gave away. And he was proud of the team, though, because we played as a team. And like we said, Marva, it's a champions win. You look at it, and we didn't necessarily play too well. I'd give the entire... If it was me, I would give them all a flogging. Especially Callum, especially Ziyech. I looked at them and I'm like, what are you guys doing? Ziyech played okay, just average. Callum was woeful, absolutely woeful. Who else played alongside him?
Did Havertz play?
Kai Havertz. Oh, God, my Champions League winner, but he stunk. And I was just looking at them all like, okay, it was international break, I get it, but... Werner and Callum should have been the best players on the pitch, but they didn't go nowhere. You know, they stayed at home. They should have been working their asses off and kind of producing on the end product, and nothing was shown for it. And obviously, I'm happy we got the 3 points, but as a Chelsea fan, you asked Olds if it was a better team, would we have won? No, we wouldn't have won. I don't even think we would have drawn, because our defence and Mendy saved us, yes. However, you put Salah in front of that goal, Salah's bagging, and you put Van Dijk at the back of it,
We're not getting through.
Mings not getting through. Well. There you go. Mings gifted us a goal.
So that's one mistake as well.
Yeah, Van Dijk's not making that mistake. Van Dijk's not giving Lukaku as much space as who was it at the back? Was it
Konza
and Mings and Cash? They're not giving Lukaku that much space, as we saw when we played Liverpool. So you look at a better team, we're not winning. But again, got the 3 points against Aston Villa. Not mad at it, but they better be careful. Listen, let's bring back Mason Mount. If anyone that had questions as to why Callum's not starting, this is it. This is why. This is absolutely why. And let's hope that they get better with time.
You guys are just talking about Lukaku there. I don't know if any of you guys watched Mane today, but he had like 19 shots.
Mane had a stink.
19!
No, I saw on Twitter that Mane had a
No, the thing, I love Sadio Mane. Like, nothing makes me happier than when Sadio Mane is happy playing football. But this guy, 19 shots, and he finally scored in the end, like in the last 5 minutes of the game. But no, that's bad. That he needs to fix up.
He'll come back.
We only had like 20 something shots in the whole game, so he took
basically the whole thing.
So he was just doing the most.
Literally.
Oh, he had a bad game, yeah.
The commentator, when he finally scored, he was so relieved. He was like, and Mane finally scores. Like, literally, it was that bad. But
did he score?
Yeah, eventually.
Thiago
assist, yeah.
not the real Thiago, but we keep it stepping. And just to quickly end, Marva, you play Burnley tomorrow. What are your thoughts and your predictions?
It's a weird one, because I'm like, if it was just the game on its own, I'd be like, yeah, cool, I'm feeling quite confident. We're doing well at home, like just against those kind of like lower league opposition. But like the way I am with Everton, I'm like, I don't even look at the game. I look more at the fact that, like, we haven't lost yet. And I'm like, oh, we're probably due a loss. Like, and it's always a thing of, like, oh, this is our time to, like, get further up the table. Like, fine. And it's like, all we have to do is beat Burnley at home. And then it's like, 2-0 Burnley. But I'm like, it happened, like, every single time last season. So, I don't know. We seem a different club in that sense, that we're picking up points against the lower teams. I don't know if we'll do as well against the better teams. But, yeah, we'll see.
Rafa, yeah.
Please, you can't be singing Raphael's name at the moment, darling. Please, let's just leave the animosity at home. Okay, well, does anyone have any last minute words before we close off what has been an eventful episode?
Man United better win a trophy this season.
A trophy, all. I want the Champions League.
The treble.
You guys better bring 99 back.
I don't want it back.
I don't want it back, but the team that they have.
They need to do something.
They should have got Europa last season, but
they couldn't even do that.
they couldn't even do that. Maybe so, this year they take it one step further and they bag a Champions League. Who knows?
Can you imagine?
They won't.
Can I quickly go around the table, seeing as Champions League's coming back?
Yes, you.
She didn't even wait for the question.
How many times are you not going to let me finish just because of PSG's name? Okay, so who's going to win the Champions League? Ords?
PSG.
Marva?
PSG.
Brie?
Chelsea.
Brie.
Chelsea.
Okay.
Anita? Where's your name? You have to say as well.
Is it?
No, you have to.
She's not. I personally think PSG or Man City.
I'm gonna say PSG.
Bubbles.
I think.
Liverpool. She can't say PSG. She's slammed it.
No. PSG or Liverpool.
The thing is, I feel like PSG seems such the obvious choice. That I'm like, maybe it's not gonna happen because it's just like, do you know what I mean? It's so like.
That's why Jurgen's tricky reds are gonna come through.
Listen, on that note, let's end it there. Thank you guys for tuning in to another episode of the Gold Diggers podcast. Make sure you like, subscribe to all of our content on YouTube, Spotify, Apple Music, and SoundCloud. And we now have a TikTok, so make sure you go and follow that too. But thanks, guys.
Woo-hoo.
Thank you.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.